Coffs Coast 186.3 Triple M. It's Moffy with you. We mentioned earlier this morning about a DA that's before the Coffs Harbour City Council this Thursday afternoon, and it's for a new joint in Woolgoolga, a servo and takeaway place. Now, it was on the cards a while back, which is the one you may remember that it had the McDonald's logos and stuff, and then we were told, no, it's not actually going to be McDonald's. There's no discussions there. Well, it's back on the table again, and Tony Judge has reached out to us, who is a Woolgoolga resident, wants to have a chat about it. Now, I want to just clarify as well, Tony is running in the council elections, which are coming up. Tony, good morning.
Morning, Moffy.
Tell us about this, because I'm assuming you're opposed to this.
I am opposed to this, but it's a bit more complex than that. This DA is coming before council on Thursday for a 24-hour servo and a fast food outlet on Solitary Islands Way in Woolgoolga. Just so people know where this is right on top of that roundabout where Woolies is, at the current site of the old Pine Lodge Motel, just behind the sea view. So it's right on top of a roundabout in a busy intersection. And effectively what they're talking about is a highway service centre, but they're putting it on a secondary road in Woolgoolga. It doesn't make sense to me. It begs the question, why bypass Woolgoolga and then put your service centre there and draw traffic off the highway? The other thing that worries me is that documents were lodged in June 2020, and there's a lot of community concern about it, and there's a lot of submissions lodged. And the concerns are still there. It's road safety because it's right on top of a busy intersection on a stretch of road without access for pedestrians or cycles. There's concerns about the extra traffic congestion at the entrance to Woolgoolga, about having diesel and petrol storage right on top of a creek that drains straight into Woolgoolga Lake. And just for those people in West Woolgoolga, the noise and light pollution 24 hours a day, they don't have that currently with Woolies because Woolies closes down overnight. So there's a lot of concern there. But there's been nothing said about this for nearly a year, and suddenly they drop it on us with a week's notice with no time to comment on it.
One of the things you mentioned being diesel and petrol being stored there that could run into a creek nearby. You've got a petrol station, don't you, on the other side of the hill there, where if something happened there, couldn't that go into the same creek?
Yeah, it's just an extra level of exposure. Why we're building petrol stations right on top of creeks is a bit of an issue. I'm not sure that the other one's particularly well situated either. But the key thing with this DA is that there's all this secrecy about council development applications whenever there's something big on the table. Is they've had this for nearly a year. They've obviously been talking to the developer because they've got 17 new submissions for the developer, but then they drop it on the community with no time to consult, no time to make their comments known, and no time to talk to councillors with a recommendation to approve a week later.
Obviously, this kind of thing, though, I mean, people could go and check out the DA tracker. It'd be no different to any other DA, though, isn't it? If something's going to be built, unless people talk about it in the community, you don't know it's going to be there before the council.
There's been a huge amount of discussion about this in front of the community. Unfortunately, we just haven't had access to all of the documentation that the council's got. And they're saying that it's a major change in design, and fair enough, it might be. They might have mitigated some of the concerns people have, but we haven't had time to look at it and comment on it and discuss it amongst the community. It's just sort of been dropped on us. And this is a consistent theme across council. There's all this transparency and secrecy. And it makes me wonder why. Why are things being hidden from the community? Don't we have a right to know and a right to comment and a right to have a public discussion before these things are approved?
For you, Tony, I've got to ask this honestly, is this campaigning?
At this stage, Moffy, everything's campaigning, I suppose, but it's an issue that I'm concerned about because I'm involved with the Residents Association here. I'm a local in Woolgoolga and I actually care about what happens to Woolgoolga. I think most of us who live here do. There's always this thing about being anti-development and all that sort of stuff. We're not anti-development. We just want to see good development. Good development benefits the whole community. Bad development benefits a few people at the expense of the community. That's all it's about.
You've got two councillors on the Coffs Harbour City Council that reside in Woolgoolga. What have they had to say to you about it?
I haven't spoken to either of them, but I know a couple of people in the Residents Association are in contact with them.
Mm-hmm.
And I've deliberately not talked to them because I'm another candidate and, you know, whatever I say is going to be tainted by that, I suppose, when I talk to them. But they're talking to people in the town. I just hope that they're consulting widely and they're getting to hear the views of people in Woolgoolga.
Mm. Well, we'll find out, I guess, on Thursday afternoon when it goes before the vote with the councillors.
Yeah, there's something else I just wanted to say about jobs, Moffy, because that's the other thing that people always bring up. The only way that service station will create new jobs is if it draws traffic off the highway, which wasn't what was intended when they put a bypass around us. If it's not drawing extra traffic off the highway, what it's doing is taking jobs away from other businesses in Walgoolga. I think that's a bit of a furphy, that one.
All right. Well, you had your say on it, mate, and we thank you for that. And we'll, like I said, see how it all pans out on Thursday.
Okay, thanks, Boffy. Thanks for the opportunity.
There he is, Tony Judge, local resident in Walgoolga, and as I said as well, is running for council in the upcoming elections. This is Triple M.